Fact is, 99% of the population believes in a physical body governed by a material world. As part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, the Balanced Horse Project has a surprise for them. We don't want to scare them too much, so let's talk about their animals instead. Promoting the care of the electric body of horses and other four-legged friends is hosted by Patricia Cleveland, who gave up on conventional thought a long time ago. She's aware that the body suits we wear are conductive elements, programmed to regenerate when the environment is a happy place. So now 1% of us have a great reason to laugh.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It's time for the Balanced Horse Project radio show. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and I am so happy to bring you the show from the Revolution Boston radio, and that's 1510 on your dial. We're also coming through a feed at the Dream Vision 7 radio network. So if you're on your computer or would like to find us on the computer, you can go to the dreamvision7radio.com website, and in there you'll find not only myself, but a lot of other amazing hosts that have some information that may help you through your day. To find myself, you can go to thebalancedhorseproject.net. And in there, you'll see some of the stories that I'm presenting on the radio, and also some of the services that are available. And if you want to email me directly, you can write this down. It's BHP, that's like Balanced Horse Project, and then it's Cleveland at gmail. So it's BHP Cleveland at gmail. So we have a lot on our plate today. I've been on the road almost nonstop for the last 4 weeks, and this show is a little discombobulated because I haven't had time to really pull it together and as an organized body of information. So first of all, I guess I get through the commercial stuff. I'd like to share with everybody who may be interested in coming out and learning about energy and animals and how we can do better to interact, to heal, and maybe to promote a different understanding of both ourselves and the world we live in. I'm hosting a workshop in Tallahassee, Florida, and that will be on June the 7th. And we're going to sit down, we're going to start talking about how to look at animal structure, because in the body it actually holds a lot of information that we normally don't look at or don't see. I think we've been educationally programmed to shut that information off. So I'm looking to open your mind and give you information that may cause you to interpret life and the actions of the people and the animals around you with a different understanding, a new level of knowledge. So if you'd like to get in touch with me, again, it's bhpcleveland@gmail. This is a hands-on as well as in-classroom the whole day, and we are providing a lunch. And so you can get in touch with me if you need information. Another exciting thing that's coming up is I'm going out to Tulsa, Oklahoma on the 14th of July, and I'm going to be at the Kingpin Arena in Inola, which is just outside of Tulsa, and I'll be there from about 9 in the morning until 11. I'm doing a demonstration and presentation to the 4-H group in the area, but we are there to expand the learning opportunities for anybody who would like to attend. You can get in touch with me again. You've got the address by now. It's bhpcleveland@gmail.com. The reason why I'm rather excited about going out to Tulsa is I had an amazing experience come to me after the Horse Expo I've been always kind of curious of how I can stand in the presence of an animal and change my emotional place and my thoughts and kind of mentally reach out and see if I can touch the thoughts of the animal. And in my case, sometimes I'm able to talk to them mentally and maybe just gingerly touch them, like stroking the wings of a butterfly. And this opens up a relationship that's very intimate. And it allows me to go in and ask animals to basically look at themselves and find their problems. And from there, we start a healing transition. So I'm always curious as to how things work. And I got this phone call from a wonderful lady outside of Tulsa, as she had found me through the internet, relating to an article that was published in a holistic magazine relating to fractured foals. And she was desperate. She had a horse give birth to a very traumatized baby, and she was looking for help. And to back up this conversation, if you'd like to go to our website, it's thebalancedhorseproject.net. And under the heading, I think it's fractured foal, it'll be under Balanced Horse Project, and it goes into fractured foal and ecology. You'll start to go through some of the photographs that were sent to me. These kind of heart-wrenching pictures. This baby was born with dislocated shoulder, fractured ribs, severe scoliosis of the spine. Her legs were windswept, which in horse terms means that her whole front end was twisted off one direction. And her hind legs were twisted off the opposite direction, and this baby could hardly stand up. So this lady sent me pictures, and I did a meditation on this because I believe challenges come to you so that you can learn and become better at the things you believe you can do. And I have been able to influence this foal. I've changed her body's posture through the help of the owner. This is an exercise in intent, and also using regenerative TLC body training exercise. And you can then go into Facebook on my Facebook page under Patricia Cleveland, and you'll see a listing there with a video, and it will show you this foal, who is now 2 months old, absolutely tearing it up out in the paddock. So this is something that's really, really important to look at and remember that this is an impossible thing to do. The science that we have in medicine declined to work with this situation. They didn't have the tools. There is no drugs. There's been no alteration in feed. This has been a natural process of the body healing itself through the support and the intent of the people around it. And so I'm going out there to meet with the owners of this filly because I'm 827 miles away. And I have never laid hands on this horse yet. And so I'm excited to go out and firsthand view the results of what we've been able to accomplish here at the Balanced Horse Project. And this leads me into my main subject of interest today, which is, how does this work? Well, it's kind of a long story, and I'm not going into all the science. But I will give you the references if you would like to follow up on this conversation if I don't get through all the material today. I'm going to talk about sacred water. And I typed in sacred water on the internet, and it pulled up several very interesting things. Because I'm a visual learner, I love to watch videos. So I went in and I found a video on the YouTube, and it was presented by an Agwala Lakota grandmother. Her name is Deborah White Plume, and she was addressing the issues of water relating to fracking and uranium mining. and the impact that this was having on the tribal health and also the health of the people who were working in the mining and the fracking industry that brings us what we need as energy-producing resources. And I found her presentation very educational, and I would encourage anybody to go and just type in sacred water and scroll down, and you will find her. It's a university presentation to a very interesting group of young people. My other resource is a film on YouTube called Water, and in there it tells us a lot of statistical data and a lot of experiments that have been done around water. So to go on into this subject, I would like you to know that we're all made out of water. We're basically huge sacks of water, or perhaps water droplets living in a holographic system. Holographic means that there's information that I have, that you have. We might not know that we both share the same information, but it will be there. It will be held in the nuclear, the molecular structure of water. And I'm going to explain this a little further. Water has some very amazing scientific qualities that defy our understanding when we apply our regular science. Water is the only liquid that, when frozen, expands. All other liquids contract. Water's density increases when it is a liquid, which is the reverse of other liquids that we live with. It's able to defy gravity when it's pulled up the trunk of a tree. And scientists have been wondering about water's quality. Is it actually a knowing, living element? And when I cross-referenced this concept with the lecture given by Deborah Whiteplume, her native tradition actually says that water has memory. It holds information. It is a computer. For every violent thing that's done on this earth, water will discharge. It will lose its energy. And for all the positive thoughts that people do in their meditation, that goes through your body, your cellular structure, which is mostly water, and it resonates with the purity of your thought. And so that expands the energy quality of both yourself and the contents of who you are. Science has been able to demonstrate that water will come together in what we call clusters. And these clusters of water molecules are what they call structured water. And structured water is proving to be more important than the actual biochemical compound or makeup of water. And the reason is this. Science has learned that water is an absorber. It's like it takes on everything that it's exposed to. And these clusters of molecules hold and store the effects, the interactions that it's exposed to. So when you are drinking water from your tap, you need to start looking at how the water got to you from its natural resource through the pipes, through the chemicals, and into your drinking water in your glass. And are you drinking energized water? Or are you drinking water that holds a lot of negative emotional signatures? And does that water play a role in how you feel? Well, science is coming to these wonderful conclusions, which don't seem to be shared through the major media conversations, that water does play a distinct role in how we feel. During the, I think it was 1950, I'm trying to find the reference. This is why I need to be organized before I actually do a radio show. Anyway, it was in the 1940s, 1940s, 1950s in a Southeastern Asian country, researchers in secret labs were doing research on biochemical warfare. And they spent years doing this research, and they came together for about a week in one boardroom. Now, there was no food, there was no fruit, there was just pitchers of water on the conference table. And these scientists and these military people were talking about how to use biological warfare against people. And this conference was interrupted because the people started to get sick. And I mean, not just a little sick, they were very, very ill. Some of them actually had to go to the hospital. And the investigation went on to find out why these leading scientists broke down their health system and were vomiting and had diarrhea and high fever. And the doctors could not find a source. And they went in and they tested the water, and they couldn't find any chemicals wrong inserted or some kind of conspiracy to change the quality of the water. But the official report that is presented around this happening says that the water poisoned the people, because the water was sitting in the room while people were talking about destroying other people and throwing out very, very negative emotions. So that was where science started to actually seriously look at water as a very important asset for manipulating how we think or feel. And it seems to be very curious that they don't share this information with us. But water appears to be more than just what we drink. It appears to be a living thing that holds information and perhaps has a memory. And that brings it back to, how do we influence it to make it a positive? And how can we as individuals on a daily basis use this natural asset to improve who we are, our states of health, and perhaps how we interact with other people, the dynamics of our unhappy political systems, and maybe we can understand the greater effect of war and expand the human consciousness. So I'm going to take a break here, and we're going to be back after the commercials, and we're going to carry on with the discovery of the effects of what we should be respecting as sacred water.
Patricia Cleveland knows it's not what you do with your animal, but how you support their well-being that provides winning performances, reliable personality, and a healthy body. Patricia interprets the silent language of animals, bringing a special perspective on training, saving money, frustration, injuries, and time. Using nature's toolbox, the Balanced Horse Project transforms tired, resistant, broken, and frightened animals into confident, trusting, and healthy friends. If you've been searching for logical answers backed by science, visit the website, thebalancedhorseproject.net. and discover the services offered. That's thebalancedhorseproject.net. Tune in the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern for the Conversations of the Balanced Horse Project.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist Livia Jepson will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will help you to connect with your angels, answer questions from Facebook, and perform angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in English, the second half in Portuguese. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experience is waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
Welcome to In Spirit with Maria Halverson. I'm Maria Halverson, your host. In Spirit comes to you every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. to bring you stories that will inspire you to open your hearts and minds to the afterlife. In Spirit is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Tune in every second Saturday at 3 p.m. for maximum success. The Coach Bruce Show. You'll learn success strategies to take your game to the next level from performance consultant John Brubaker. Maximum Success explores why winners win and teaches you the keys to peak performance. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what the next best step is for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, an extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, and teacher. Hear your answers every first and third Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
Well, we're back. This is Patricia Cleveland, and it's the Balanced Horse Project radio show. And we're coming from 1510 AM, which is the Revolution Boston radio network, and it's found at the beautiful Marina Bay. Also, we're available on the Dream Vision 7 radio network, so visit Dream 7 Radio. DreamVision7Radio.com. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and you can reach me at thebalancedhorseproject.net. We're having an interesting adventure discovering some facts about sacred water. Water is in just about everything on this planet, whether we see it, we feel it, we consume it. It's in the rocks. It's in the trees. It's in everything that we encounter in life. And in all of this water, we have to understand that it's the same water. The amount of water on this planet is exactly the same amount of water at the point when this planet was created. In the Lakota traditions, the history, the prophecies say that for Mother Earth to take on the amount of water that we have, it rained for 1,000 years. And when you go into biblical references, some of the older translations of the Bible talk about that there was water, there was firmament above, and that caused that was water, mist, however you choose to interpret that it fell to the earth. And in astrophysics, they are coming to understand that there was another planet that was destroyed in our solar system. And they believe that when that planet shattered through an impact, that there was large chunks of frozen water that actually were pulled towards the Earth and entered into our field, and through the sun exposure turned into water. And perhaps this is what the Bible and ancient writings are talking about, is the water being above our oxygen bubble, and something happened and the water fell to Earth. So we have the same amount of water today that we had a long time ago. And of all this water, only 1% of this water is fresh. That's pretty important for you to remember. There's only 1% of all the water on this planet is fresh water. It's an amazing thing to have, because water is the first medicine, and it comes through many different cultures and many different belief systems, that water can heal. Water, when mixed with silver or platinum or gold, becomes an extremely strong antibiotic. And it's been taken for centuries. They call it silver water. They can have a name of colloidal, which means that it's very small molecules of a metal like silver is bonded into the molecular clusters of water. So we can take this in and we can start to heal ourselves. Now, the power of thought has been shown to influence these clusters or structures of molecular water. And it started a long time ago. We started to see changes when people prayed over water. We have now influences in organized religions, in churches, and in mosques and synagogues. The original peoples, the native people, pray over their water every day before they consume it. The tradition of placing water in the mouth of a child or on the head of a baby is a very old ritual. It's the introduction of the water of life, or what we believe is the water of life, the water of purification of the body. And it's there to heal or to support the soul. But what do you do when you don't have fresh water around you? It can be pretty deadly. You could die. Millions of people have died over the last, 10 years from water. I don't even want to get into statistics. But there's a story of a captain, Neil Perry, and he was on a ship. And this is around the 1900s. His ship burnt while they were out to sea. And he couldn't do anything but to take his crew off the vessel and get into lifeboats. And they were out in the middle of nowhere with no drinking water. And really, we all know that we need water to survive. And all they could do was pray and dream about water, fresh drinking water. And after 3 weeks at sea, they found land. And they had all survived. All the crew members survived while being out in the ocean with no drinking water. Now, Captain Perry was a very logical, very clear-headed person. He wasn't a fabricator. He didn't exaggerate things. He was very methodical in his process. And he said the only thing he could say is everybody on his life raft was so desperate for drinking water that they dreamt about water. They dreamt about fresh, clean, sweet water to drink. And they dreamt about the water changing color so that it went from the color of the ocean into the color of what a lake would look like. And he said he was so desperate to drink that he actually reached out and he cupped water in his hand and he brought it up to his lips and he drank it. And it was fresh water. There was fresh water surrounding the life raft. So everyone in the life raft was able to drink, and they were able to survive those 3 weeks out in the rough seas and have fresh water. So that is the power of intent. That's the power of our emotion. And it's hitting the water. And the water will change to support our emotional state and perhaps manifest the things we need or bring the things we need towards us. And maybe this is how, as a energetic healer, I'm able to influence the intent and through intent, the well-being of something else. It's through these water clusters. Now, again, water clusters, they are molecules and they stick together and they kind of form a super brain or a super computer. And researchers have been doing some really cool stuff with structured water. They've been doing experiments where they'll have water in a container and say, I love you, or they'll say a negative word to another container, and then they freeze this water, and they look under the microscope at the crystals to see what the structural formation is. Water that's exposed to positive intent, positive words, positive music, things that harmonize with a natural growth, all form beautiful symmetrical structures. They always have a six-pointed geometrical arrangement. Water that's exposed to negative music, hard rock music, negative emotional states, polluted environments, or the water that comes through straight lines, like in your piping systems for like large cities where the water is under pressure and pushed through the pipes, that water has no energy. And the geometric structure is broken. It's fractured. It has no conformity. And therefore, it doesn't hold the same, what they call energetic or electrical value as the water that's exposed to positive events and positive thought. So I like agriculture. I think food is a really important thing for our society to be addressing. And I'm always looking for answers of how we can provide food for more people using no GMO products, no fertilizers. What is there in the natural environment that we can actually turn our interest towards and employ? And apparently structured water is one of the things that we need to be seriously looking at. Researchers have done a lot of work to identify that when you use structured water, that is water that may have been exposed to, say, the harmonics of frequency 528, you can go and look up, what is it? Leonard Horowitz, he's written a book on frequencies, and in there he talks about frequencies of healing, and that one frequency, 528, is a healing frequency. Or you could take a huge container and just write words of love or gratitude on, and these emotions, these words, form the harmonics of frequency 8. A prayer, all prayers from all religions break down to the frequency of 8 hertz. So that is the energy frequency that water will hold its highest potential energy. When structured water has been used in irrigation systems to grow vegetables, what the researchers observed was amazing. Number one, the vegetables grew at a better rate. They produced fruit and food sooner than vegetables that were getting regular water. That's pretty cool. The other thing is that they didn't use any fertilizer on these plants. They just used the harmonics of the water to grow an improved crop. They used 20% less water to grow their crop. So in a world that's struggling to support the 6.5 billion people, using the traditions that we're going to strip the earth and we're in control of the earth and we're going to use all her resources, maybe we should step back and we should look at the resources that we have within our energetic structure and the fields of knowledge that some of the ancient cultures that have been trying to point this out for a long time, maybe there's some value there that takes us away from the biochemical conversation and the technical conversation and puts us back into a rhythm of using the harmonics of the environment that we were created to live in. So structured water has some huge potential for resolving both the agricultural system and the health system. It's been proven to save your well-being, to transform your state of disease. They've looked and done studies on people who go into depression. And when they are exposed to negative water, say your city water, if you're in a large population, your water is basically recycled. It's what we call dead water. It's constantly put through the filtration. It's exposed to things, chemicals to kill the bacteria, etc. And it's not allowed to run on spirals and curves and bends. These things in nature actually put an ionic charge into the water molecules. And that's why when you drink from spring water versus drinking bottled water or water that comes from your tap, it actually supports your body differently. And it hits your brain differently. Your brain is mostly water. And if the water molecules don't have the right charge, then your brain can't carry the right electrical current. And then it starts to discharge, and we start to fall into depressions. We start to have negative physical reactions. We may actually, as a group, start to form negative behaviors and plans. And maybe that's why people in mobs start to have a common thought that starts to erupt into violent behavior. By changing the quality of water, you can change how your brain functions. And that is an amazing thing to keep in mind. Virgin water is very hard to find. Scientists from Russia actually traveled into some very remote places in Venezuela and brought back water samples. And they did some, electrolysis and analysis on this water. And what they found out was water that has never been exposed to human emotion or action actually holds 40 times more energy than the water that we will take from the ground. And with that thought, I would like you to remember to come back after this break, because we're going to talk about how we can change the water and maybe ourselves just through thought.
Horses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us on Hypnosis with Anna Maria every fourth Sunday at 6 p.m. We're here to support, guide, and teach you how to restore your life, how to stop smoking, how to lose weight, improve your self-esteem or behavior, empower yourself through hypnosis today, and live a better you tomorrow. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Greenlock is the place to go for horse therapy you should know. We use the horse, they do the trick, to help you talk and walk and skip. The horse's movement builds your muscle. It also makes you laugh and chuckle. To do our job, your help we need. To run the farm and buy our feed. To help us out, just double click on greenlock.org. Do it quick.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers, it's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkyDanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. From biting dogs to bucking horses, Patricia Cleveland transforms challenges into assets. Whether it's that one special animal in your life or a professional situation, Patricia and the Balanced Horse Project weaves a network of physical and bioenergetic components which redefines the body's potential. This new perspective opens opportunities to address issues before they become problems or to restore the body's older injuries. Easy, cost-effective, Patricia supports training, rehabilitation, performance, and maintenance, promoting confidence, fun, and safer working conditions. There's nothing too amazing to be true. Just experience is waiting to be acknowledged. Visit thebalancedhorseproject.net or call 334-718-7806 to provide a better lifestyle for all animals. That's 334-718-7806.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Hello again, it's Patricia Cleveland, and it's the Balanced Horse Project radio show, coming to you from Revolution Boston, which is 1510 AM, available on the Dream Vision 7 radio network, dreamvision7radio.com, and you can find me, Patricia Cleveland, at the Balanced Horse Project. .net. Please don't hesitate in writing or getting in touch with me if you have any questions or if you'd like to learn more. We're putting together educational moments and material for people who like to expand their experience in life. We're talking about sacred water, and I just would love for you guys to understand how water works in our energetic format and in our daily lives. I work intuitively, and I always try to figure out, okay, is it energy waves? Is it sunlight? Is it magnetic field? How does information get transmitted from my body into somebody else or from them to me? Like telepathy, similar to the Australian outback, the Aboriginals. My daughters lived with a mob of Aboriginals in Docker River, which is very remote. And she said, "Mom, do not discount the myths and the tales of these people." And there's one that they say that they can sing somebody to death. And she actually experienced that. She saw the community get upset with somebody who was on the other side of the Australian continent. And they did. They sat in council and they sang and they affected this person who was on the other side of the country, affected his life, his mentality. And so how does that work? Well, researching through all this documentary stuff, they start talking about how they took a flask of water and separated it into two flasks, and they removed one flask and took it like several towns away, and then they took the first flask of water and exposed it to negative things. They had a voltage meter on the second flask of water, which was in another area, and they noticed that there was an immediate change in the quality of the water. So if you are, your body is made out of water, and you give birth to somebody who comes from your same water, then there is this inherent link of relationship that you have the ability to influence people emotionally. Water holds a very specific resonance or gravity relating to its point of origin. And so like salmon, when they go back upstream to lay their eggs, they know which stream was their place, their home place. And it's just like us. We're all interconnected because we all come through birth made out of water. And there's water molecules in the air. Our minds, our brains are made out of water. And we are extremely receptive to the resonation of every experience and every action and every emotion that we are expressing. So the power of water is so intense that in the churches, especially my knowledge is in the Christian churches, they were built like resonation boxes so that the people who are sitting in the church and are exposed to the tones of the choirs, the chants from the priests, these things cause people to vibrate because they're water. And you're taking on the emotion and the intent of the people that are running or presenting you the information from that structure of belief. So water, from being prayed over, can be a very powerful healing tool if the prayers are set in the right way. One drop of holy water can be put into 60 gallons of regular water. And the strength of that water will change. That's pretty cool. That means that we can take our water that's dead in our homes and maybe pray over it or use other water resources that are natural to put life back into dead water. Now, how do we fix this water problem? Well, there's many different ways of doing it. Number one, if you have access to spring water, natural water, you can introduce that into your regular water sources at the house. Something very common and universal, which I think takes us into the human consciousness that is influencing all the computer stations around the world. They are doing research on how our human thought is influencing the electrical fields around the planet, and they're finding out it's very, very valid. So maybe the water molecules between me and you and that computer that's reading our effects on the Earth, that's how that link works. And if we meditate or we say prayers to change the negative responses that are occurring around us from people who aren't really all that aware and maybe aren't all that caring, maybe we can create an envelope of healing water. Maybe we can create structured water that remembers us, because we will be made out of the same structure of water, the same intent, of purity of thought, the intent of love, and the intent of gratitude for who we are. Now, they've been doing this with water in bottles, and it has changed, and people can, you can get stickers, and you can put them on your bottle, put on your water purifier, you can put them on yourself. And this leads me into the meditation part. Most people, when we meditate, we're meditating inward, and when we pray, a lot of times I see prayer as outward. So if you're meditating, meditate inward, and meditate on self-love, and meditate on gratitude, and not on just, oh, I'm grateful, or I love myself, but sit very still and pull in, take your third eye, and instead of looking out or having your energy, you know, your visual mind energy looking outward, turn it inward so you can see yourself. And when you see yourself, that's when I would like you to start to think about loving yourself and beaming, pulling love energy into yourself from the surrounding environment, because the environment does care about us and it does love us. So you can pull that energy inward. And while you're doing that, think about every cell, every blood cell, every piece of muscle, sinew, brain cell, and beam the self-love inward. And while you're doing that, you can pull the idea of gratitude inward. And when you start doing this, it starts to pull more positive things into your life experience. It expands your ability to overcome the afflictions you may have. Whether you know about them or not, you can ask through this meditative process to pull in the energy that is needed to replace the damaged cell, to replace the injury, the infection, or the disease that does not resonate with the body and its water. You can do prayers over water. You can extend your love outwards over the water. You can extend your love outwards over the people. But I find that it doesn't work as well as if the person themselves is doing a pulling in of energy. They can pull the energy in, and you can send love to somebody, but it doesn't mean to say that their water structure is going to accept your energy, because the person has to be open to receiving it. It's just like me doing a distance healing. I will send out a request and ask if that animal is open to me helping it. And I will know when it says yes, because I will get this impulse of energy, and it hits my mind through telepathy, if that's the best way I can say it. So I would love for everybody to take a moment every day and thank the water that they are made of. And for every drink you put in your mouth before you do it, thank it, because it has the potential to change who we are, how we think, how we interact, and maybe how we can change the world we live in. This is Patricia Cleveland. It's the Balanced Horse Project radio show. And please visit me on my site at thebalancedhorseproject.net. Join me in Tulsa or in Tallahassee. Or if you're interested in hosting a workshop, give me a call. Check in. I'm checking out. Till next time. Bye.
Our animals are waiting for us to get it together and experience their dynamic universe. Links and archives relating to the show can be found on our site, thebalancedhorseproject.net. If you wish to be a guest or sponsor a show, drop us a line. The Balanced Horse Project is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Thanks to them, we're able to share with people like you. Look for the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m. Remember, there is nothing too amazing to be true. Just experience is waiting to be acknowledged. Thanks for listening.